Now, can anybody tell me what's special about today? It is, of course, the Lord's Day. Anything else that we know is special about today? There's at least three things I can think of that's special about today. It's 104 years ago today that Mr. Rolls and Mr. Royce agreed to form Rolls-Royce. So my diary tells me this morning that's something special today. Arthur was telling me in the week that today is Star Wars Day. Because in your diary it says, May the 4th be with you. Thank you, Arthur. But actually today is International Dawn Chorus Day. International Dawn Chorus Day. And yesterday morning at 5 o'clock on the Sense Valley Forest Park, there was a guided walk through the Dawn Chorus, the birds singing a lovely chorus at 5 yesterday morning, and I didn't see any of you there. There's a very good reason for that, I wasn't there myself, but still. International Dawn Chorus Day. And you may know there's now a radio station called Birdsong, which just plays Birdsong 24 hours a day. And you can just listen to it and be soothed by the birdsong. But the Bible has a lot to say about birds and singing. Many birds are mentioned in the Bible. And we can find the raven is mentioned, the eagle is mentioned, the hen, the ostrich, the owl, and the sparrow. And there's things which we can learn from what God says in his word about the birds. First of all, remember that God made the birds. We read that he made them on the fifth day of creation. They are creatures whom God has made. But if you turn your Bible with me to Matthew 6, that's on page 936 of the Church Bible, we're going to find something else about the birds of the air, which can teach us something very helpful for our lives today. And it's simply some words that Jesus spoke. They're found in the Bible in Matthew chapter 6, and Jesus said these words, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air." There's the birds of the air that God has made and kept, and Jesus says, look at them. "For they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" And that's a lovely little lesson for us. We're to look at the birds of the air and to remember that God made them as he has made all things. God cares for them. And we see that they're not like the farmer. They don't sow seed into the ground. They don't go along and reap a harvest. They don't store away in barns. As we said before, we never see the birds queuing up at the co-op. So how do they get fed? Well, the Bible says that God feeds them. God cares for them. But you are more valuable than they are. Beautiful though they are, because they've been made by God, you as a human being are more valuable in the sight of God than a bird. And if he cares for the bird, will he not greatly care for one who is more valuable than the bird? And the answer is, of course he will. And the greatest concern and care that God has shown is in his love, in that he's actually given his son for us. He not only feeds us to keep our bodies alive, but God has so loved us, he has sent Jesus to die for us, that we might know the forgiveness of all of our sins. So, tomorrow morning when you wake up at 4, and you hear the birds singing, and you wish to go back to sleep, just stop and think. I'm listening to the birds. And God made them. And God cares for them. And if God cares for them and I'm more valuable than they are, then it's true, isn't it, that God cares for me. And he's cared for me in the greatest possible way. He sent his son to die for me, to pay the price of all of my sins. Look at the birds of the air. We're going to stand and sing our second song this morning. It's number 893, and it reminds us that God, who made the earth, the air, the sky and the sea, who gave life its birth, he cares for each one of us. Let's stand and sing 893. sky, the sea, who gave the light its birth, he cares for me. God who made the grass, the flower, the fruit, the tree, the day and night to pass, he cares for me. God who made the sun, the moon, the stars, is he who, when life's troubles come, will care for me. God who sent his son to die on Calvary, he, if I trust in him, will